We're joined now by Democratic Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee via phone from Houston. Representative Lee is among those calling for an immediate ceasefire in Lebanon. Congresswoman, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
We should note that you're putting forth a resolution in support of the people of Lebanon. Let me ask you what you're hearing from the White House now, Condoleezza Rice suggesting that we will see a ceasefire and possibly a resolution, a solution by the end of the week. Do you believe that to be too optimistic?
I certainly do, and I don't believe that this is a failed policy of the State Department or the Secretary, but frankly a failed policy of the White House and this administration. And it's failed for a long period of time. The whole region is in disruption, starting with, of course, the violence in Baghdad. And so it has distracted the administration from focusing on the Mideast. We cannot wait as more human despair occurs in Lebanon for what is considered a protracted conditional ceasefire. What should have been called for immediately was a humanitarian ceasefire to provide human corridors for evacuees escaping the violence to be able to safely escape, to put in place the elimination of targeting non-combatant locations, though I know that it has been said that Hezbollah has placed themselves amongst the civilian population. And then there should have been a vigorous shuttle diplomacy, with the power of the White House behind it to insist on a reputable ceasefire. Everyone recognizes the right of Israel to defend itself, and we all know that you don't leave soldiers on the battlefield. You don't allow your soldiers to be taken and leave them without addressing it. But this started July 12th, and the United States should have moved quickly as one of the key factors in the Mideast peace discussions, as evidenced by President Clinton in his series of discussions and negotiations he had. We should have been in the midst and should have called for a ceasefire.
What of those who have suggested that we've seen the Israeli military be too zealous in their attacks back against Hezbollah, and those who are concerned that the region now may find more sympathy toward Hezbollah based on the number of civilians who have died?
Well, we know, first of all, that Hezbollah has not changed its colors. They are aggressive. The Prime Minister of Lebanon has asked for the cessation of open aggression on all parties. What should be happening now is not a taking of sides, as I said yesterday to a group here in Houston. It should be moral stands being taken, a stand of courage, and that is that we must get in the middle and demand a cessation of the hostilities by both groups. The difficulty, of course, is over the 10 years since the last conflict, 1996, Hezbollah has become part of the government. So it will be a protracted discussion as to how this is resolved. Now a little muscle needs to be utilized to save lives. We have 125,000 Lebanese in schools across displaced individuals in schools across Lebanon, 3,000 injured, and we are probably expecting a refugee crisis in the next couple of days. So this requires a determined and very persistent demand. And that is that we demand that you cease fire. The UN Security Council can deliberate for a temporary ceasefire in terms of any conditions, but that we must stop the killing. 37 children. Certainly we accept all of the remorse that has been expressed, but 37 children today or yesterday, how many more may be in the line of fire? So I think what has failed here is not the United States' intent to do what is right, to negotiate a conditional settlement, if you will, or a permanent settlement. It is not to have taken this seriously enough to require or to demand, because of our leverage, a ceasefire 10 days ago so that lives could be saved and so that we could be at the table of negotiation, rather than this light, tempered response that has now accelerated into a full-fledged war and, of course, continued loss of life both in Lebanon and in Israel.
All right. Democratic Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas joining us via phone today. We thank you.
Thank you so very much.